Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello,
everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everyone. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, a variety of great tunes for you from Surfer Joe, The Surfaris, La La's, 12AX7, Underwater Bosses, Trevor Lake, The Cosmic Rays, The Metalunas, King of Hawaii, The Cramps, Introducers, Marmalade Wake, Black Valley Moon, and more. Beth Riley has a deep track from The Beach Boys, and speaking of The Beach Boys, we have Mike Love in the green room, talking about the Everly Brothers' influence on them, and we drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox. Let's start things off with The Jagaloons from their album Knock You Up. This is Journey to the Stars on Catching a Wave.
This is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
We'll be right back.
Just the Cramps and their cover of Peter Gunn from 1997's Big Beat from Badsville. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later this hour. It's from a 1962 movie that was directed by Oscar Rudolph, who also directed over 500 TV episodes of shows like McHale's Navy, Batman, The Brady Bunch, The Lone Ranger, and many others. Now, the film starred James Philbrook, Nancy Kovac, singer Guy Mitchell, and this artist performing this song. More info and the tune later. Right now, from their 2020 album, Road Trip, it's King of Hawaii and Man of War. a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the latest from La La's and the tune Watching Cartoons from their self-titled release coming October the 22nd. Before that, great title of this one, Ellen Barkin Across the Eighth Dimension, a reference to the 1984 film The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension, which of course also starred Ellen Barkin. Up next, the latest from Black Valley Moon, the tune John Ashley's Eye on Catching a Wave.
We'll be right back.
That's a live version of the Safari's Wipeout. It was, is, and forever will be a great song. Before that, Marmalade Wake from their 2021 release in Concrete Cruiser. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is still on the way. It's from a 1962 Western directed by Oscar Rudolph, who also directed over 500 TV episodes. Shows you know and love, like McHale's Navy, Batman, The Brady Bunch, Lone Ranger, and many others. This film starred James Philbrook, Nancy Kovac, singer Guy Mitchell, and this artist performing this song. The answer and the song coming up later. But right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up,
it's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song was recorded in 1969 for the very early sessions for Sunflower, but was unreleased until 1981 on the 10 Years of Harmony double album compilation. It was written by Dennis Wilson and Greg Jacobson. Let's catch the party wave with San Miguel. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break, on Catching a Wave.
I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the Metalunas and Tarzan. Up next, brand new from Surfer Joe on High Tide Recordings from the album World Traveler. It's the song Deep. That's 12AX7 and the tune Mr. Lincoln Fell Down His Stairs from the album Rescue at Nazar. Underwater Bosses before that and a tune from their 2019 Aqua La Vista release that was Surftacular. Time to relax now in the Green Room.
Welcome to the Green Room on Catching the Wave.
The Green Room is a time to sit back and enjoy some interview bliss. A few years back, I got a chance to ask Mike Love about the influence of another family group, the sibling duo, the Everly Brothers. We also wanted to honor the memory of Don Everly, who unfortunately passed away August 21st, 2021, at 84 years old. Plus, we'll also hear the Beach Boys covering the Everly Brothers, Devoted to You.
You've talked about the Everly Brothers being an influence, and then, of course, they did a cover of Don't Worry Baby, you guys got to sing on. And that had to be pretty cool, too, with collaborating with somebody who was an influence.
Oh, yeah, they were influence. We idolized the Everly Brothers. We loved their song. We loved their sound, their blend. Influenced us. I mean, they were, I mean, of course, they had the two-part harmony. We expanded on that, did three- and four-part harmony. So, but they were a big inspiration. We used to sing so many of their songs. Walking home from Wednesday night youth night at Angeles Mesa Presbyterian Church, Brian and I and my sister Maureen would sing three-part harmonies on the Everlys. And we love the doo-wop songs of back in the 50s and the early 60s, too. Anything to do with harmony and a good beat that inspired us and led to the type of songwriting my cousin Brian and I did.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and you're listening to my pal Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave. Surf's up.
Darling, you can count on me till the sun dries up the sea. Until then, I'll always be devoted to you. I'll be yours through endless time. I'll adore your charm sublime. Guess by now you know that I'm devoted to you. I'll never hurt you, I'll never lie, I'll never be untrue. I'll never give you reason to cry. I'd be unhappy if you were blue. Through the years my love will grow. Like a river it will flow. It can't die because I'm so devoted to you. I'll never hurt you. I'll never be untrue. I'll never give you reason to cry. I'd be unhappy if you were blue. Through the years my love will grow. Like a river it will flow. It can't die because I'm so to you.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. Here's another great instrumental record for you this week. It's the title from a Western, key word there, movie from 1962 that was directed by Oscar Rudolph, who also directed over 500 TV episodes of shows like McHale's Navy, Batman, The Brady Bunch, The Lone Ranger, and so many more. Now, the film starred James Philbrook, Nancy Kovac, singer Guy Mitchell, and this artist performing this song. the King of Twang, Duane Eddy, and the Wild Westerner on the Jammin' James Jukebox. Fever from the 2004 album Close-Ups by The Introducers. And recently we saw a release of a box set called Feel Flows by The Beach Boys, which digs deep in the vaults for the albums Sunflower and Surf's Up. And we wanted to play another hidden gem from this. This is the alternate ending version of the song This Whole World. Lead vocals by the late, great Carl Wilson.
Well, hello there. This is Bruce Johnston for The Beach Boys, and you're listening to my pal, Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave. Surf's Up. It's me.
I'm thinking about it this whole world.
I Hi, this is Eddie Angel of Los Straitjackets. Keep it tuned here to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
That's the tune Miniskirt by Messer Chups from the album Don't Say Cheese. Los Straitjackets before that, and Brooklyn Slide from the album Jet Set. We also heard Trevor Lake in the mix too from his album Bunker Stew and Go Go Ferrari. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to hear from you. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.